the mouth of sour. Get your rings of power. And welcome to the Mouth of Sauron podcast. Back at it again. Yes. Today we're going to try and give our hot takes from the Amazon's Rings of Power. I'm here with Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. Okay, so I've got a little starter for us, Mike. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
Just talking about hot takes. I was reading some of the reviews, the post reviews, which came out like immediately after the episode, after the final episode, and some of them sort of felt like they were written, you know, two episodes in or whatever.
Yeah,
which I wouldn't like blame people for. Like the quality didn't go up or down too much.
Yeah,
but I found one from The Guardian.
Okay,
which I think is strange. For The Guardian.
Okay.
A guy called Stuart Heritage.
Go on then.
The world's most expensive show, which looked like an episode of Hollyoaks, only with woeful acting, was so inept that every episode left you sniggering.
I wouldn't say it's that bad. I mean, Hollyoaks is pretty bad. I'd go at least EastEnders for that.
But
Hollyoaks is tragically bad. I can see what they're. I can see, in retrospect, because I can kind of see where he's going with it. But no, that's way too harsh a criticism.
It's way too harsh, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
And I think it's funny that it's come from like The Guardian as well, which is like would be described by the people that hate the show most as like the home of wokery.
Yeah, and, it is. Yeah.
You wouldn't expect that to come out of The Guardian. You'd think if you were one of these people that's hated the show as much as they have, that they'd come out and say something like, there's The Guardian's review, and it says, oh, it's so great to have finally a diverse fantasy.
Yeah, a triumph for fantasy because of the diversity and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they haven't. Definitely. The review is actually like the most terrible review of the entire show that I could find. I thought it was funny that it was from The Guardian. Like within it, they go on to say that Galadriel it was the only hope of good acting in the entire show.
And no, Nori like, is probably that.
that was just wrong.
But
I thought it was maybe good to start with how bad some people thought it was, because I'm right. I think I'm right saying is that we did not think it was anywhere near like that level of every sniggering.
No, I wouldn't have said that. No, I think there was some. Was it the greatest thing of all time? No, it wasn't. No. Was it the worst thing I've ever seen? Was I laughing at it? No, no, that's not true either. I think if we're going for a general rating of what this show was, a solid 5, possibly 5.5 out of 10, I'd say. I mean, it has a lot of improvements to make. So with that being said, I'm thinking if we pick three things that they could change, what would they be? Where did they go wrong in our opinion? And we can end it on three good things. A little bit of a shit sandwich for Rings of Power here.
Yeah, all right. I think three things are. I wrote a point on my notes, and I said that it's not over yet, right?
No.
And I think I don't mean that in a literal sense of like, well, there's still another four seasons. I think the show isn't like dead yet. It is
recoverable. Far from dead. I think it's a first series. It's a first season. They're finding their feet. They've had a lot of money to spend. They filmed it during COVID. They've had a lot of ups and downs, cast changes. They've had people come in and out. I believe Will Poulter was meant to be playing. Elrond, I believe, is meant to be playing. And he had to go from some like via other commitments, probably the Marvel Universe. So they're losing quite big people. I'm sure they probably would have put a lot more stock into that character would it have been a big named star? So there probably was a lot of reshuffling of storylines. However, I think my first point of what they've done wrong was very, 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 very shoddy writing for a majority of the characters. Yeah. I think that's where they've let them down.
Yeah, there was the story combined with the actual dialogue wasn't good enough.
No,
like it really let down all of the bits that I think were wonderful. Essentially, the way that the characters actually interacted with each other was just dull and at times like just so like weird, like what's
going on? Because the thing is, who was the bad guy in this series? Looking back now, who are you saying is the baddie? Who's like been the bad guy or the villain? I mean, the series doesn't have to have one per se, but if we go back to something like Game of Thrones or even House of Dragon, we kind of know who we're rooting for and against, in a sense. We know who the arseholes are. We know. I think what they failed to do in this series was actually define a bad guy, and all they kept doing was just trying to make us guess who people were. Like, we all kind of knew Hal Bram Sauron, but we couldn't hate him or get against him or anything because we didn't actually know, and they kept us guessing. And the thing with the Stranger, the same thing. They didn't have an outline of someone to get behind or someone to get against in this whole series, of that whole first series, sorry.
And I think
the that's problem, the down.
Yeah, the problem with that, especially for a Lord of the Rings story, is Lord of the Rings establishes his bad guys.
Mm.
That doesn't take away from the story.
No.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't think of, other than like Saruman, there isn't a bit where it's like, we don't know who the baddie is yet.
Mm.
You're aware of the evil. You don't need to try and create these red herrings around it because it's such a dangerous evil. It's a world-ending evil, isn't it? So you don't. It's about fighting against that. And you're right. They just didn't establish who the bad guy was quick enough. So you didn't believe in anybody's fight.
Even Adar, they kind of made him sympathetic in a way. Like, oh, actually, he's actually quite an all right guy. The orcs aren't even that bad. They've got like a nice little culture. They're looking out for each other. They're trying to get stuff done just to live. They kind of just forgot about going, hold on a minute. Orcs are just naturally disgusting, reviled, evil people.
Yeah.
Or creatures. Not even people, creatures that are made in the deepest, dark bits of the world as a joke to humanity. And then by when Galadriel says to Adar, like, I'm going to eradicate you all, I'm going to get you off the face, I'm kind of thinking, easy, girl. Like,
yeah. Whoa, it's not, give her a chance, you know?
Yeah. It's absolutely like, they haven't established that. And I think that is the fundamental flaw with it, is the writing. They haven't established, they've stretched themselves far too thin with different storylines. They've not made Galadriel likable. They've not made the lead like really not likable. The people they do have, Elrond and Durin, they've kind of haven't given them a strong enough arc.
Yeah.
It's all a bit meh. And I think there's a lot of changing they need to. Hopefully, season two, they can stop with all this. Stop trying to make us guess who the bad guy is or who's this, who's that. No more kind of like surprise box kind of things. Just tell a story.
That sort of brings me nicely onto one of my improvements. In terms of the writing, I think they need to just use one area one of the story arcs to really explore like what essentially politics is like in Middle Earth, and then just sort of use one area to drive the story on and then just touch in with everybody else. Because then I think that brings in more characters, and I think that can actually like see some of those more...
Yeah.
I don't want to say boring conversations, but do you know what I mean? Like, what's going on in the background? Like, those little tiny bits that you get, because everything was a massive conversation. Because they had to go everywhere so often.
Yeah, well, that was like... Because like I've said it before, I feel they should never have gone to Numenor. They should have established politics, law, and like the elven-dwarven relationship, kept it Middle Earth, kept it tight, kept that story up going, and had Numenor as a thing that was spoken about and someone we might need to call upon if it gets that bad. And then second series opens and we go to Numenor and we find out, and then what's going on in Middle Earth can kind of hold thought for a bit. We know, and just not have Sauron. Sauron could not easily come into the third series, maybe, as a kind of get him out and see who he actually is. He could just be floating around. Like, if we go back to Game of Thrones, because we have to as a reference point, the Littlefinger and the Varys kind of characters that weren't major characters, but there's floating around in the background, whispering people's ears and politicking. Yeah. That was what made Game of Thrones beautiful and great. Was them little characters and them little story arcs of that, when it actually got down to the finality of that story arc, it was massive and it meant something and it was a big deal. Well, I don't think we've got none of that in this series. We've got no interest.
They've completely just eradicated the little characters.
Or
like the support characters of each major character. Like that's what made Ophirazon so, like, unbelievable, because you're like, who's backing this dude? Like, because we know where that story goes, and it's like, well, sorry, where's like the guy? He's not even like dripping poison in people's ears. There's like a tiny little bit of it in one episode where he's like, he's just giving a look, like, oh, maybe I'll be the usurper.
Yeah,
but it's he didn't develop that at all.
Well, they didn't, and it, like, he had that conversation with his son in the courtyard, which was like, hold on, look, this, and that was kind of like, all right, now you're seeing what he should be doing. He should be going around going, we should know he's evil. We know who he's like. He should be the best character in Numenor by a country mile, that guy, and he's a bit of a nothing.
Yeah, because he also shouldn't be being sly about it.
No.
He should be vocally opposite and like testing Tamriel all the time, right? Like it should have been like an opposition there. So then we see the politics play out rather than all this constant like clandestine. It's going on in the background. You don't know about it. I think it's cheapened the major characters by not playing around with the minor ones.
Yeah, 100%. Because the ones we joke about it as well. The ones of his son and that daughter of Elendil.
We
don't want them in it. They're wasting time. When, in fact, them kind of characters should be, like, progressing the story in a way or keeping it kind of going on whilst the big character's doing the same kills. And they're not. They're doing absolutely nothing.
No.
But we're giving it a 1-star review.
We did. I'll tell you who I'm immediately going to a positive, throwing the brand out the window, because I'll tell you who probably did have the best little characters was the Harfords.
Yeah, 100%.
That culture there, the reason that the Harfords, in my opinion, is the best thing, the best story arc that's in it, is because you got a real sense of the good and the not bad, but like the less trusting of the characters, and then you've got to really go on a journey with them. Like at one point, you were like, maybe Sadok Barrow is gonna sort of throw them under the bus or the caravan.
Yeah,
like maybe that's gonna happen, and then at the end, it was like, no, wow, he hasn't. Like he's actually like a real dude, and he's like had a brilliant story arc, you know.
Yeah, but even that, like, I feel like he did have a good story arc, but they didn't flesh it out enough. Like, we never really found out what that book was about. I'd like to have seen him monologue a few times about books, his mother maybe handing this book down to him, and all the stories that he's told, and talking about some of the old legends from the trails, and like maybe name drop a few places along the trail that we might go, oh yeah, like, yeah. Like they've traveled the world, apparently. They've traveled the whole of Middle Earth. They've seen everything. They could have talked about different locations of like, oh well, this like the Greenwood's getting a bit kind of thingy here or whatever. But they're like, where, like they just kind of led you to believe to like him. Then they went on that journey, and then in this next episode he was dead. It's like, yeah,
it was too, it was, they did that, the exploration of the good and the bad in him too quickly, didn't they?
Yeah, like they've all of them though. They've all had, it feels like they've all had their kind of arcs now, and now it's just like, and none of them really meant anything. Yeah. Apart from Nori, who's actually been on quite a nice little arc. She's had the full story told, I think. And I think that's why we like her so much.
Definitely, yeah.
She's had like the good friendship. She's had the good friend who she's had to leave behind. She's had the getting into trouble. She's had the, they've kind of fleshed out her background a bit of being like a little adventurer, and then she's gone on adventure with this guy who she's saved and done. Yeah,
they set up the notion that she's somebody that wants adventure right in the beginning. With her taking the guys off to the farm where they find, and then the wolf is there. Like you're saying, right at the end, being like, I'm going with the stranger on an adventure. It's like, oh wow, yeah. Great, well done, Rings of Power. Yeah. You have to be able to take someone on a meaningful journey.
yeah. But again, if they had, that could have been, I'm not saying that could have been one of two major storylines going on in one series. I think they're rushing it. I think they written this series and went, actually, nothing's really happened. So now we have to get, and it's like the Halbrand thing. He should have been in Celebrimbor's ear for at least 4 episodes, I think.
I cannot believe that he's been revealed as Sauron at the end of season 1.
No.
Like, I can't believe he's been revealed as Sauron to all of the main characters at the end of season 1. We knew the entire way. That's fine. I don't know why people are so hung up on the, oh, it's so obvious with him. Great, well done you. It's not about whether or not you know. It's about whether or not the characters know. That's what the story is, right? And them not finding out. So, yeah, him infiltrating and being with Celebrimbor, the rushed making of the however many Rings of Power they're actually going to have, which is, we're not getting into that. Like, that should have been, at the end of season 1, should have been him being introduced to him, showing that he's got a bit of flair for something. Like, oh, bloody hell, nice hammer you've made there, mate. Want to make something out? You know, like, and then the next season should have been, hang on, he's twisting and turning and, oh my God, it's Sauron, they found out.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have been screaming at the TV screen saying, don't trust him. But
yeah, exactly. That is what I think. Do I feel this series would have been better placed to have Halbrand at the start of it been the monologuer saying, my master Melkor. I think that would have been a cooler angle to come at it from, like, my master Melkor fell. It's up to me to kind of get order back on Middle Earth and whatever. So, you know, we know going into it that Halbrand is who he is. Then we kind of forget about him for an episode maybe. And then Galadriel stumbles across him, befriends him, takes him back to the elves because he's injured. He starts manipulating them from the inside. And we all know it's him. And then we're all like seeing Elrond and Celebrimbor and Gil-galad all try and like let him into their inner circle kind of, and then you can see his manipulation and his gift giving, and that would be a greater thing because we're trying to get the characters to go, you fucking idiot, why haven't you seen this is Sauron? Like, that would have been more exhilarating, I think. But they so wanted Galadriel to be strong female lead that they foregone story, I think.
Well, that's one of my could do betters. I think, really simply, I don't know if they're brave enough to do it, but it's pull back from Galadriel. Just, like, completely pull back from her story arc and just be like, well, no, we're just doing other things and she's there. And, you know, spend a bit of time on her. But I honestly don't see where that goes with her now. So maybe that will just naturally happen, and they'll get to explore a lot more of like the things that are actually more like what happened in the second
day. Well, bar the Harford, she's been in direct contact with every other single person that was in every other character in this series. And they are placed from Numenor, which is as far west as you can get, to Mordor, which is far east. So she's gone, literally, somehow, gone from the furthest place west to the furthest place east and seen every single character, basically. She doesn't need to be. She never went to Numenor. She didn't need to go to Numenor. She should never have been to Numenor. They should have been the saviours of season two when Sauron or whoever, or an Orc army, maybe take Adar for that, leave him, and he's got an Orc army on behalf of Sauron coming to try and take over some sort of elf stronghold or something.
Yeah, like, I think the only saving grace for Numenor now is because of what happened at the end of the season with them, you know, getting completely destroyed, basically. I hope now they will go back and live in isolation for a bit, and we'll only see Numenor interact with Numenor, and then maybe we'll see a bit of that politics we're asking for to come out.
Well, I think so. I think what is shaping up to be, because Halbrand is back in Mordor now, the elves know about his presence, all the Numenorians are back in Numenor, the queen's blind, the king's dead, so that's, they can stay on Numenor now and do that politicking, and the elves and Sauron that can have their beef on Middle Earth. So I'm Series 2 shaping up to be
a lot better.
A lot better, yeah. They've got everybody where they should have been in the first place, I think. Really.
Yeah, they should have summed it up in a monologue. And do you know what? That is another thing that I really feel like needs to happen. This is the point that you made on an episode, I can't remember which one it was. But why are they showing us like the journeys and the wider world with set to a monologue? They are, you know, like you say, Galadriel's been on this amazing journey across the entire of Middle-earth, the most travelled elf in the world, and we haven't seen any of it. It's been like stationary, like we've seen these freakish shots of her riding a horse across a lane.
For like 30 seconds as well. That went on for like 30 seconds of awkward. Like, do you know when there's something going on, you don't know where to look? Like,
that manic smile. Yeah. Whoa, like
crazy Galadriel on their horse. Like, but yeah, you're right, because that's what Peter Jackson done so well, was like sweeping landscapes and got like the finer detail of the land, and like it was definite. Like when they was in Rohan, you could tell because it was flat plains of rolling hills, and like, and then you go to Fangorn and it's amazing, and you go to Rivendell and it's like you just kind of see everything and it's got that feel to it. Whereas I think they haven't explored anywhere enough. Like,
no,
and, you wouldn't know.
I think it's literally down to the way that a lot of it's shot as well. Like the first shot of Numenor that you see, and it's like, and it's, by the way, like it's one of my positives. Like the way it looks is incredible. And I was talking to a friend that was like, did you really look into the background and see what was going on? And I was like, well, no, actually, I didn't. He was like, I paused it. And I was like, right, it's like, there's a bloke like doing somebody's hooves or something in the background. And there's like people, like, there's lots of stuff going on. And you're like, why didn't they do like a flying drone sweeping shot around like everything that's happening in there to give you a sense of this bustling city, rather than, it's in the background. What's Galadriel up to? You know?
Yeah. Like,
That's missing so much from the series.
Yeah, I think so, because they've got the time to do it, and I think that's what I was most excited with. Like, because we always joke, like, if there's an extended version of Lord of the Rings that was like 20 hours long per film, and it just was them walking around in the wild, chatting and talking about stuff and getting to know the deeper, darker caverns of Bree or Minas Tirith, I would be so game for that. Like.
Yeah.
Because you would play Skyrim, and just that's all you do when you play Skyrim, is just walk into, like, walk up a mountain for 5 hours just for a laugh. Yeah. I'm in for that. So I thought, not because I know it's a TV series, but if you've got that much time to tell and that much money to tell it, do that. Make it the most rich, indulgent lore you could possibly make it. Like, expand this universe that we love so much and actually go into it in more kind of detail. Like, let's see the Gladriel interact with a little farmer or something while she's riding through the lands or something. Because that's... Because even in Game of Thrones, you had that when Arya and the Hound were on their way. They stopped off in little bars and had fights. And you saw their journey. They didn't just go, we're leaving now. And then they end up at a destination in the next scene. You see their travel. And that's how you bond relationships and get them. Like when Jorin and Elrond were going from...
Such an opportunity to miss. They didn't explore the mountains.
Yeah. They went from the, like... Khazad Dûm to Eregion. And we didn't see a single part of that journey.
Yeah.
Not one. Or even Lindon they went to. They could have done anything with that. They could have had them on the road for an episode or two. Yeah. Chatting, getting into a bit of hijinks, getting into a bit of trouble, having a bit of a laugh, meeting some orcs along the way or something.
But that's it. And I really hope we do see more of that, those journeys. Look, we've got to do the positives.
Positives before we end. Yeah, let's go.
Go on. Three positives. I'm going to go first. First of all, for me, the set design, the costumes, and the music is second to none. There is, although we were just saying they may not have explored it, that doesn't mean it isn't brilliant. Like, my examples of it, as I've been watching it again, Deesa and Durin's costume is like actually mesmerizing when you just stop and look at it, and the way that they change when they're like in their home, and it's like, oh, actually, that is a bit more dwarf casual what they're wearing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's great.
And then when she's being like this high priestess type of woman as well, you're like, wow, yeah, that really, like, and I just think the details have gone into all those costumes. I could mention loads, like, you know, even like Celebrimbor's costume, I was like mesmerized by. I think they're all wonderful, and that, even like Galadriel as well, even though I did like the Shield Maiden type vibe, I thought it was brilliant. I think that the way that the Harfoots set design.
That's fantastic, yeah. The Harfoots, you know, like, how they got them all.
Hiding, and then they suddenly like came out hiding. I was like, that blew my mind how creative that was. And as mentioned, Numenor for me just like
looked beautiful,
utterly incredible. So that they're my wow, like that what's going on there, you should pay attention to, and you should say it's brilliant.
Yeah, like you said, the music's fantastic, because like we noticed one time there were like there wasn't a single second within the episode where there wasn't some sort of music going on playing through, and it wasn't distracting. It was nice. It wasn't like some 80s sci-fi films, like, doo, 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 like where you kind of notice it. It just blended in beautifully with like what you were seeing. It's fantastic. So I think, well done, a round of applause to Bear McCreevy on that. He's been done fantastic. I think, like you said, set design, costumes, the CGI is fantastic, the stage production. And I also want to say, I think the casting, the writing's not been good. So in turn, the acting's not been great in some of them. But I think 90% of the casting, I think they've cast the right people. I think they look the part, and I'm not saying it's trying to be all woke and like, oh, well, it doesn't matter to me that they're all, because I think they're just really good actors. Like, I think they all fit the bill, and if they got given the right kind of material to go with, I think they'd be fantastic. So I like the cast. There's not one I'd change, really. I can't think of any, and I quite like the fact that they're quite unknown actors. Like they say with House of Dragon, like they've got the big stars in it. But I like the fact, because Lord of the Rings didn't have major stars in it, and it kind of brings you into the world a bit more. They're more believable as characters. So I like that as well. Other than that, what do I like about it?
Well, look, we shouldn't have to think on it too hard. And I think what we've said throughout the entire series, especially with our companion piece with it, is the same thing. So we're going to repeat ourselves. The writing wasn't good, and the story that they chose to go with wasn't amazing. But the way that it was framed and the way it looked...
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay. So shall we?
Well, look. That's Mike and Ash's hot takes. Or takeaways. They're not really hot takes. on Amazon's The Rings of Power. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be coming with more content as the weeks go by. So thanks very much.
Oh, great. Bye-bye.